Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Two U.S. Marines were assaulted in Turkey on Monday by more than a dozen members of a nationalist group. 13 men and two women were detained after being accused of attacking the service members, officials in Izmir province said. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, said the Marines were attacked in Turkey while on shore leave.
Very proud of the professionalism of our service members, and most importantly, that they're safe. This is clearly a troubling incident. We are grateful for the support of the Turkish authorities who are looking into this.
Both service members are said to be safe and back aboard the USS Wasp. The attackers are accused of membership in the Turkish Youth Union, a secular nationalist group that opposes U.S. and European Union influence in Turkey. Three gun shops in Washington, D.C. that sold trafficked weapons are being sued.
Three gun shops that sold nearly three dozen firearms to a man who trafficked the weapons in and around Washington, D.C. are facing a new lawsuit jointly filed by attorneys general for Maryland and the nation's capital. At least nine of those guns have now been found at crime scenes, as well as with people wanted on warrants for violent offenses. Many of the others are still unaccounted for. The nation's capital saw its highest number of homicides in more than three decades last year, and more than 90% of those were carried out with firearms. The suit seeks unspecified damages and court action to halt any further straw purchases. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other terrorists in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel. The criminal complaint was filed in federal court in New York City. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 626 points, the Nasdaq dropping 577. This is SRN News. An atheist organization is going after the Ten Commandments.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation wants officials in Jefferson County, Illinois, to pull down a large display of the Decalogue at the county courthouse. The foundation claims that the monument is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. County officials appear to be ignoring the atheists' demands. The foundation spends most of its time trying to eliminate any expression of Christianity it can find in the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Massachusetts lawmakers passed a bill promoting the LGBT agenda in the state's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure requires those institutions to provide staff training on the rights of LGBTQ adults and those living with HIV. It also bars staff from discriminating based on a person's sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, intersex status, or HIV status. This is SRN News. Hunter Biden is set to stand trial for a second time this year, beginning this week. Now on criminal charges, he failed to pay more than $1 million in federal taxes. Bernie Bennett has more.
The president's embattled son is accused of withholding at least $1.4 million between 2016 and 2019 in the throes of his addiction to crack cocaine following his brother's death from brain cancer. Biden's drug addiction was a focal point of his earlier trial on felony gun charges, where a Delaware jury convicted him in June of lying about his use of illicit drugs on a federal gun purchase form. It marked the first criminal conviction for a sitting president's child. The sordid details of that time in Biden's life are expected to play a similarly significant role in his tax trial, which a California-based federal judge scheduled to begin with jury selection on September 5th and opening statements on September 9th. He's pleaded not guilty. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.